flat on his back, the rear tire covering his legs. He raises his head and looks her way. I laugh. Kate jumps out of the station wagon, pushes up her glasses, and returns the can to its upright position. Her baggy jeans and tie-dyed t-shirt swallow her skinny body. Before getting back behind the wheel, she faces Cal, tight fists at her sides, and glares. "Come on," Cal says. "Let's get out of here before she blows."
I'm noticing that this novel seems more focused on interesting characters than fast action. So let's take a minute to zero in on the main characters, Cal and Toby. Cal McKnight is a real joker, especially compared to Toby, who seems more serious and thoughtful. Cal gets on Toby's nerves sometimes, and Toby even wonders if his best friend is ruining his image, and maybe even messing up his chances with Scarlett. At the same time, it's obvious that Toby likes hanging with Cal and likes Cal's family. He calls them a happy army on a mission. They're always helping each other, except, of course, when Cal's giving his sister a hard time. And Toby really seems to admire Wayne, the brother in Vietnam. He's even keeping tabs on how long Wayne will be away. Toby is an only child, and it's as if he has adopted the McKnights as his second family. Let's continue in the middle of page 29, where it says, "We race down the sidewalks."
We race down the sidewalks on Ivy Street, Cal on the right side of the road, me on the left. We jump curbs like track stars leaping hurdles. We take sharp turns at the corner of Ivy and Langston, leaning into the wind, knowing we won't fall because we've done it a million times before. We can stop our bikes on a dime, and we do when we reach the school. In a few months, the grounds will be crawling with kids, but right now, Malcolm is mowing it with his dad's riding mower. From the looks of it, he's been at it a while, and the smell of freshly cut grass floats in the air. He waves and we wave back, but Cal yells, "Hey, Malcolm, you big goofball, crybaby!" We're safe because Malcolm can't hear Cal through the motor's growl. He waves again, sucks in his big gut, and accelerates like he's on a Harley-Davidson.